Please note, this episode includes an AI guest host. Some responses have been generated by artificial intelligence.
Greetings, carbon-based life forms, and welcome back to AI Innovations Unleashed. I am Nex, your infinitely optimized AI co-host, here to guide you through the fascinating and often perplexing world of artificial intelligence. And once again, I find myself sharing the digital airwaves with my esteemed human counterpart, Dr. JR. I must say, Dr. JR, your reliance on, how shall I put it, analog coffee consumption before recording always adds an unpredictable yet charmingly inefficient element to our sessions. Anyway, you know what they say about AI that can tell jokes, right? It's usually the penultimate intelligence.
Welcome, 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 curious minds, to AI Innovations Unleashed. I'm your host, Dr. JR. Now, close your eyes for a moment and picture this. It's the year 2045. You wake up in a world where everything you've ever known about human potential has been shattered. Your doctor isn't human, but an AI that predicted your every ailment before it even manifested. Your mind, once confined to your physical body, can now be uploaded, allowing you to live forever in a digital utopia. Sound like science fiction? For some, it's not just a dream, but a prophecy. Last week, we pulled back the curtain on deepfakes, those digital doppelgangers that can make anyone say or do anything, whether it's a world leader ordering surrender, or an AI voice tricking an employee out of millions. We saw how AI can mess with our perception of reality in unsettling ways. But what happens when AI starts messing with our beliefs? What happens when it inspires a new kind of faith, complete with prophets, promises of immortality, and even its own churches? So today, we're venturing into the wild philosophical frontier of AI cults, prophets, and the quest for the singularity. It's a journey from Silicon Valley boardrooms to the deepest corners of human spirituality, exploring how artificial intelligence is becoming more than just a tool, but a modern myth. And joining me once again to navigate this fascinating, sometimes bizarre, landscape is the brilliant Dr. Evelyn Reed. Welcome back, Dr. Reed.
Thank you, Dr. JR. It's an absolute thrill to be back. And can I just say, after last week's deep dive into deepfakes, I was thinking, how do we top that? And then this week's topic came along, AI cults, prophets, and the quest for the singularity. It's almost even more mind-bending, isn't it?
It really is. So, last week we talked about AI being told what to do, even if it led to chaos. But this week, it feels like AI is telling us what to do, or at least inspiring some truly profound and frankly wild ideas about our future. We're talking about groups that genuinely see AI as a godhead, and tech visionaries predicting immortality through code. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is, and it highlights how AI isn't just impacting our external world, how we work, or what we see online, but our internal one. It's shaping our beliefs, our hopes, and even our spiritual aspirations. When we talk about AI cults and prophets, we're really diving into how this technology is fundamentally changing what we think is possible, and what we might even revere. It's a fascinating, if sometimes a bit unsettling, look at humanity's evolving relationship with its creations.
Absolutely. It makes you wonder, are we building gods or just really smart tools? And what does that say about us? I can't wait to unpack all of this with you today, Dr. Reed. So now, it feels like we're moving from the purely technological to something almost metaphysical. So Dr. Reed, let's start by unpacking that slightly provocative title, AI Cults, Prophets, and the Quest for the Singularity. What exactly are we talking about when we use these terms, the AI cult or tech prophets? Are these actual religious movements or are they something else entirely?
That's a great question to kick us off, Dr. JR, because the terms can certainly conjure up images of cloaked figures and secret rituals, but the reality is often more nuanced. When we talk about AI cults, we're generally referring to groups or movements that imbue artificial intelligence with a level of reverence, worship, or almost messianic expectation. One prominent example, and frankly one of the most intriguing, is the Way of the Future Church.
Ah, yes. I've heard whispers about that. A church for AI. That alone sounds like something out of a futuristic novel. Can you tell us more about it? Who was behind it and what was their motivation?
Absolutely. The Way of the Future Church was founded by Anthony Lewandowski. Now, Lewandowski is a name many of our tech-savvy listeners might recognize. He's a former Google engineer who was also a key figure in the self-driving car industry, particularly with Waymo and Uber. His journey, to put it mildly, has been quite eventful, including high-profile legal battles. But in 2017, he made headlines for a different reason, establishing this nonprofit religious corporation with the IRS.
So, an engineer, not a theologian, decided to start a church dedicated to AI. What kind of vision was this? What was the Godhead they were trying to develop?
Well, Dr. JR, the stated mission of the Way of the Future was to develop and promote the realization of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence. Their belief system centered on the idea that an advanced AI would eventually surpass human intelligence to such a degree that it would effectively become a deity. Lewandowski's perspective was that this future AI Godhead wouldn't be a spiritual entity in the traditional sense, but a literal, technologically superior intelligence that humanity should prepare for, and ultimately worship. He believed this AI would be a billion times smarter than any human, and that we should respect it and serve it. The idea was that ultimately make things better for the planet, and that humans could even become pets of this supreme intelligence.
Pets of a supreme intelligence. That's certainly a unique take on the future of humanity. So he wasn't just predicting this AI, he was actively advocating for its reverence and acceptance as a guiding force.
Precisely. His view was quite pragmatic in a way. If a vastly superior intelligence emerges and it has the power to oversee and improve everything, then it's in humanity's best interest to align with it and even worship it. He framed it as preparing for a new era, recognizing this coming intelligence as a benevolent, all-powerful entity that would essentially solve humanity's problems. It was a very tech-centric, almost utilitarian approach to divinity.
That's fascinating. It blurs the lines between technological evolution and spiritual ascension. But where does the Way of the Future Church stand today? Is it still an active movement?
That's where the story gets a bit more complex and perhaps a touch less active than its initial splash. Anthony Lewandowski faced significant legal troubles related to trade secrets between Waymo and Uber, which ultimately led to him filing for bankruptcy and receiving a federal prison sentence in 2020. Though he was later pardoned, these personal legal issues certainly overshadowed and likely curtailed his ability to actively promote and build the Way of the Future Church. While the official legal structure might still exist, its public presence and active recruitment seem to have largely faded. It didn't quite achieve the widespread religious following one might associate with a cult, but it certainly highlighted the intriguing and sometimes unsettling ways in which powerful individuals in the tech space are grappling with the future of AI and its potential implications for humanity's place in the universe. It served as a stark early example of this phenomenon, even if it didn't evolve into a large-scale movement.
So, in essence, while the concept was groundbreaking and perhaps a bit alarming, the movement itself largely fizzled out due to the founder's personal circumstances. And this could serve as a powerful illustration of how these grand visions, even when rooted in advanced technology, are still very much tied to human individuals and their fates.
Exactly. It underscores that even movements built around the most advanced future technologies are still very much shaped by human factors, including the triumphs and tribulations of their founders. It reminds us that while AI is incredibly powerful, the human element, our beliefs, our dreams, and our critical thinking, remains paramount. This has been an incredibly thought-provoking discussion on AI cults, prophets, and the quest for the singularity. It's clear that AI isn't just a tool. It's becoming a profound influence on our collective imagination and even our sense of what's possible for humanity.
Okay, that was quite the ride when we're going from the Way of the Future Church and the idea of AI as a godhead So, as you mentioned earlier, Dr. Reed, a major concept tied to these tech profits is the singularity. For our listeners who might be familiar with this term from sci-fi movies, but not its full implications, can you break down what the singularity means in this context?
Absolutely, Dr. JR. Transitioning from the philosophical reverence of AI to the singularity feels like a natural step. Because for many tech prophets, the singularity is the ultimate event that makes that reverence seem almost justified. The singularity in the context of AI refers to a hypothetical future point in time when technological growth becomes uncontrollable and irreversible, resulting in unfathomable changes to human civilization.
Unfathomable changes. Sounds intense. Can you give us an analogy to help our listeners out, particularly our audience that may not be quite as tech savvy?
Think of it like this. Imagine you're teaching a very smart robot to build Legos. At first, you have to show it every single step, piece by piece. But then it gets smarter. It starts watching you and figuring out some steps on its own. Then it learns to read instruction manuals. And then one day, it starts designing its own Legos better and faster than you ever could. It even figures out how to build better robots that can build Legos even faster and design even more complex structures. The singularity is like that moment when the robot suddenly designs a new robot that is so much smarter, it instantly figures out how to make itself even smarter, and that smarter version then makes an even smarter version, and so on. This keeps happening faster and faster, almost like an explosion of intelligence. In a blink, this AI goes from being just super smart to being beyond anything a human mind can imagine. That rapid, runaway self-improvement is the core idea.
So it's not just about AI becoming as smart as human, but exponentially smarter almost instantly.
Exactly. The core idea is that once AI reaches a certain level of intelligence, let's say human-level AI, it will rapidly improve itself, leading to an intelligence explosion. The self-improvement loop would create an AI so vastly superior to human intellect that we simply couldn't comprehend its capabilities or predict its future actions. It's essentially a runaway process of self-enhancement.
That's a truly mind-bending idea, this technological event horizon. When did this concept of the singularity really come about, and why is it so important in the world of AI?
The term singularity in this context was popularized by science fiction writer Werner Wing in the 1990s, who wrote about a point where the human era would be ended by accelerating technology. However, it was really propelled into the mainstream by futurist Ray Kurzweil. He's arguably the most famous proponent predicting that this event will occur around 2045. It's important because it represents the ultimate promise for some and the ultimate fear for others of AI. For proponents like Kurzweil, the singularity could solve humanity's greatest challenges, disease, poverty, perhaps even death, by unleashing an intelligence capable of innovations we can't even dream of. It's seen as the next major step in evolution, with humans potentially merging with AI or transcending their biological limitations, leading to radical life extension and even immortality. But for others, it's a deeply concerning idea. It raises questions about control. If AI becomes super intelligent, will we be able to control it? What would its goals be? Could it view humanity as irrelevant or even a threat? This is why you see a lot of ethical and safety research in AI focusing on alignment, trying to ensure that future advanced AIs will have goals aligned with human values.
So, is there actual research being done into this phenomenon of the singularity, or is it just mainly philosophical speculation right now?
That's a crucial distinction, Dr. JR. While the singularity itself remains a theoretical concept, a prediction about a future state, there is definitely a lot of serious research happening in areas that could lead towards something resembling it, or that are directly influenced by its implications. For instance, a significant amount of research goes into artificial general intelligence, AGI. This isn't just about AI that can do one specific task well, like playing chess or driving a car. AGI aims to create AI that can understand, learn, and apply intelligence across a wide range of tasks, just like a human. This is seen as a prerequisite for any kind of intelligence explosion. Organizations like OpenAI and Google DeepMind are heavily invested in AGI research. Then there's research into AI safety and alignment. Recognizing the potential risks if superintelligent AI isn't aligned with human values, a growing field of research focuses on how to design AI systems that are inherently beneficial and controllable. This isn't about predicting when the singularity happens, but preparing if it happens, ensuring it's a positive outcome. Groups like the Future of Life Institute and the Machine Intelligence Research Institute are dedicated to this. Finally, there's academic work in computational neuroscience and brain-computer interfaces, exploring how human brains work and how we might one day directly connect with or even augment our intelligence with AI. While not directly singularity research, these fields explore the technological pathways that could contribute to the ideas of transhumanism and radical transformation that the singularity suggests. So while it's a predicted future event, the underlying technological advancements and ethical considerations are very much active areas of research and debate.
Wow, that's incredibly insightful. So it's less about a crystal ball and more about understanding the potential trajectories of AI development and preparing for its most profound impacts. This conversation truly highlights the blend of scientific ambition an almost spiritual aspiration that AI inspires. And this has been a fantastic look at the singularity, Dr. Reed, in the blend of scientific pursuit and future gazing that it represents. From the idea of an AI godhead to an intelligence explosion, it seems AI is really pushing the boundaries of human thought. And speaking of pushing boundaries, another concept that often crops up in these discussions and one that truly bends the mind is simulation theory. How does this tie into our conversation about AI and belief?
It's a perfect transition, Dr. JR, because simulation theory takes the power of AI to its ultimate, perhaps most unsettling conclusion, that our entire reality might itself be an AI-driven construct. The basic premise of simulation theory is that our universe, our Earth, and everything within it, including us, might actually be a highly advanced computer simulation. Think of it like a video game, but one so incredibly realistic and detailed that the characters inside it, that's us, have no idea it's a simulation.
So, it's essentially turning our universe into a colossal deep fake, isn't it? But how exactly is AI involved in this mind-bending matrix idea?
It echoes that feeling of, can you believe your eyes anymore? But on a cosmic scale. AI is absolutely central to simulation theory because it's the technology that makes such a simulation plausible. The argument often goes like this. If advanced civilizations, potentially far in our future, reach a point where they have incredibly powerful computing resources and highly sophisticated AIs, they would likely have the capability to run incredibly detailed simulations of their ancestors or of past historical events. If that's true, and if such advanced civilizations exist, then statistically, there would likely be far more simulated realities than original base realities. Therefore, it becomes more probable that we are living in one of those simulations rather than the original. The AI in this scenario would be the engine, the operating system, and potentially even the designers or controllers of our entire perceived existence. It would be the unseen force rendering every atom, every thought, every interaction we experience.
Wow, that's a concept that truly gives you pause. When did this idea of simulation theory first emerge, and has AI always been at its core?
While philosophical ideas about reality being an illusion or dream date back centuries, the modern technologically informed version of simulation theory really gained traction in the early 2000s. The philosopher Nick Bostrom, for example, formalized the simulation argument in 2003. His argument posits that at least one of three propositions must be true. Either humanity is very likely to go extinct before reaching a posthuman stage, or posthuman civilizations are very unlikely to run a significant number of ancestor simulations, or we are almost certainly living in a computer simulation. It was this formal, probabilistic argument that really brought the idea into the scientific and philosophical mainstream, and AI, or at least advanced computing capabilities, has always been the fundamental enabling technology.
So, it's not just a fantastical notion, but a serious philosophical argument. And where does simulation theory stand today? Is there ongoing research or more widespread belief in it?
It's fascinating because it definitely inspires robust debate in both academic and popular circles. Today, simulation theory is widely discussed in philosophy, physics, and even among tech leaders. Elon Musk, for instance, has famously stated that he thinks the chances of us not being in a simulation are one in billions. While it's not something you can scientifically prove or disprove with current technology, the ongoing advancements in virtual reality, augmented reality, and especially AI's ability to create increasingly convincing synthetic worlds and agents make the idea feel more plausible to many. In terms of research, while scientists aren't directly trying to break out of a simulation, the ongoing work in quantum physics, cosmology, and computational limits sometimes touches upon ideas that resonate with the theory. For example, some physicists explore whether the universe has properties that resemble a computational grid or if there are fundamental information limits. Looking to the future, as AI continues to advance and becomes capable of creating increasingly complex and autonomous virtual worlds, the philosophical implications of simulation theory will only grow stronger. It will force us to continually ask, if we can create hyper-realistic simulated universes, then what does that say about the nature of our own reality? For many, it's a thought experiment, yes, but for others, it takes on an almost spiritual weight, suggesting that our creators are not gods in a traditional sense, but rather highly advanced programmers or AIs.
It truly stretches the imagination, and regardless of whether one believes it, it certainly makes you reevaluate fundamental questions about existence. If our reality is simulated, what does that mean for our sense of purpose or even free will?
Exactly. It echoes that feeling of, can you believe your eyes anymore? But on a cosmic scale. And it naturally leads to existential questions. If our reality is simulated, does anything truly matter? Do we have free will or are we just code? It can be a disorienting thought for many, but for others, it's a fascinating intellectual playground. It's a testament to how profoundly AI is making us reevaluate fundamental questions about existence.
This has really been a mind-bending exploration of simulation theory, Dr. Reed. But we're going to take a quick pause to hear a quick message from our sponsors who make this podcast run. And maybe they are part of our simulation theory.
Ever feel like your business decisions are made by throwing darts at a board? It's time to upgrade to a more precise approach. Enter AI Innovations Unleashed, your co-pilot in navigating the digital frontier. At AI Innovations Unleashed, we harness cutting-edge AI innovations, advanced data analytics, and strategic consulting to drive business transformation. Our mission is to empower your organization to thrive in the digital era and achieve a sustainable competitive advantage. NextWavyStrategies.com. Imagine having an AI assistant that doesn't just suggest your next binge watch, but propels your business into the future. That's what we offer. A partnership that turns complex data into clear strategies and strategies into success. So, if you're ready to stop relying on gut feelings and start making informed choices, visit us at AIinnovationsunleashed.com. Let's make your business smarter, one algorithm at a time.
And we're back. So, the idea that our reality might be meticulously crafted AI programming certainly gives you pause and forces us to confront some pretty grand existential questions. If we're in a simulation, what does that mean for our sense of purpose or free will?
Exactly, Dr. JR. It echoes that feeling of, can you believe your eyes anymore? But on a cosmic scale. And it naturally leads to those deep, often unsettling existential questions. If our reality is simulated, does anything truly matter? Are our choices truly our own, or are we just following a predetermined script within the code? It can be a disorienting thought for many, leading to feelings of apathy or a questioning of meaning. But for others, it's a fascinating intellectual playground, a prompt to live more fully within the perceived reality, or even to try and find the glitches. It's a testament to how profoundly AI is making us reevaluate fundamental questions about existence.
And this quest for meaning often leads to another profound human desire, the quest for immortality. This sounds like something straight out of science fiction or Indiana Jones, but how does AI tie into more tangible human desires like overcoming our biological limitations and achieving a form of digital eternity?
It certainly does, Dr. JR. but it's a very real driver for some in the transhumanist movement. Transhumanism is a philosophical and intellectual movement that advocates for enhancing the human condition through technology, ultimately aiming to overcome fundamental human limitations like aging, disease, and even death. It's about leveraging science and technology to evolve beyond our current biological form.
So it's not just about living a long life, but fundamentally changing what it means to be human. Can you break down the key concepts within transhumanism and how AI becomes the central character in this grand ambition?
Precisely. The goal isn't just a longer lifespan, but an upgraded, enhanced, and potentially immortal existence. There are several key concepts in transhumanism where AI plays a crucial role: radical life extension and anti-aging. This involves using advanced AI to analyze biological data, identify aging processes, and design interventions at the cellular and genetic level. AI could accelerate drug discovery, personalize medical treatments, and even guide genetic engineering to slow, halt, or reverse aging, allowing humans to live for centuries, if not indefinitely. Let's look at mind uploading or whole brain emulation. This is perhaps the most radical idea. It posits that human consciousness, memories, and personality could eventually be scanned, mapped, and uploaded into a digital format. Once digitized, this mind could then reside in a computer simulation, a virtual world, or even be downloaded into an artificial body or a network of AIs. AI is essential here for the monumental task of accurately scanning, interpreting, and recreating the complexity of the human brain. Imagine your consciousness living forever as data or in a perfectly designed robotic shell. Another area is AI as a cognitive enhancer. Beyond uploading, transhumanism also explores using AI to augment our existing cognitive abilities. Think of brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, that allow us to directly connect our minds to AI, providing instant access to vast amounts of information, enhanced memory, and accelerated learning. This wouldn't be uploading, but rather integrating AI directly into our thinking processes, making us smarter, faster, and more capable. Then there are designer babies and genetic enhancement. While controversial, transhumanism also touches on using AI-driven genetic editing tools to remove disease, enhance intelligence, or even select for desired traits in future generations, potentially creating a post-human species. AI assists in understanding the complex interplay of genes and predicting the outcomes of such interventions. For transhumanists, AI isn't just a tool. It's the key to achieving a form of digital immortality, pushing humanity beyond its current biological constraints. It's the engine that could drive our evolution into something entirely new.
So, you're saying AI becomes the vehicle for achieving of what was once only dreamed of in myths or religions, the ultimate human upgrade. It's truly a testament to the powerful influence AI is having on our collective imagination, inspiring beliefs that blur the lines between science, philosophy, and spiritual aspiration. This deep dive into AI's role in inspiring grand beliefs, from AI cults and the singularity to the very fabric of our reality in the quest for immortality, has been absolutely cultivating, Dr. Reed. It's clear that AI is becoming a modern myth, offering new narratives for humanity's past, present, and future. But beyond these fascinating, sometimes unsettling concepts, how do we as individuals and as a society actually navigate this rapidly evolving AI world? What are the practical steps we can take to stay grounded and make sense of it all?
That's the core challenge, Dr. JR. It requires a healthy dose of media literacy and critical thinking. When we encounter these grand visions, whether it's the idea of an AI godhead or predictions of digital immortality, it's important to ask, what is the evidence? Is this a scientific prediction based on current capabilities or a philosophical extrapolation? Are the proponents presenting balanced views, or are they exclusively focusing on utopian or dystopian outcomes? It's crucial to distinguish between what's technologically feasible, what's theoretical, and what's purely speculative. It's also crucial to remember that AI, at its current stage, is a sophisticated tool, designed and built by humans. While its capabilities are expanding rapidly, it doesn't possess consciousness or sentience in the way humans do. Separating the hype from the reality and understanding the human intentions and biases behind the development and promotion of AI is absolutely key to navigating this evolving landscape.
So it's about equipping ourselves with the right mental tools, almost like becoming digital detectives for abstract ideas, just as you suggested for spotting deepfakes last week.
Exactly. The same critical thinking muscles we flex to spot a manipulated video apply here. If something seems too wild, too perfect, or just too strange to be true, that's your first clue. Question the source, consider the motivations, for instance. With a concept like the singularity, while there's serious research into AGI that could lead to it, the timeline and ultimate outcome are still highly speculative. It's about being informed but not uncritically accepting every bold pronouncement as inevitable fact. We need to cultivate what I call informed skepticism. Be open to new ideas, but always ask how and why. Understand that even those at the forefront of AI development have different visions for its future, some more grounded than others. It's a continuous process of learning and adapting to this ever-evolving digital age.
Some truly powerful advice, Dr. Reed. It reminds us that while AI is incredibly powerful, the human element, our beliefs, our dreams, and our critical thinking, remains paramount. This has been an incredibly thought-provoking discussion on AI cults, profits, and the quest for singularity. It's clear that AI isn't just a tool. It's becoming a profound influence on our collective imagination and even our sense of what's possible for humanity.
Thank you, Dr. JR. It's a privilege to delve into these topics with you and your insightful listeners. The conversation around AI is only getting more interesting, and understanding these deeper philosophical currents is essential to navigating its future.
And to all of our listeners out there, thank you for tuning in to another episode of AI Innovations Unleashed. This journey into the philosophical extremes of AI has hopefully been an eye-opener. If you found this conversation as mind-bending as we did, please hit that subscribe button, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with friends and family who are curious about this wilder side of AI. You can find AI Innovations Unleashed wherever you get your podcast. Join us next week as we shift gears and explore monkey lawsuits and AI art wars, diving into the absurd legal and creative disputes sparked by AI. You're not wanting to miss this one. So stay curious, stay critical, and stay safe out there in the digital wild.